Hello, Masterpiece Makers. Welcome to our special podcast series called Soulful Social Media, brought to you by Masterpiece Kingdom Brands. We are on the second episode of our two-part series where we will talk about how we can leverage the influence and impact that social media platforms offer. Our goal is to inspire you to make your presence online significant and excellent. Last week, we talked about the secrets of influence. And if you just joined us, do not worry. You can always go back to our previous episodes so that you don't miss out. Today, I'll be sharing three helpful tips for making a meaningful impact through your social media presence. Plus, I'll introduce a formula for crafting a social media mission statement designed to guide you in creating impactful content that resonates with your audience. I am your host, Norbert Elnar. This is a special podcast series called Soulful Social Media, and welcome to the Making a Masterpiece podcast. This podcast is brought to you by Asaka.ph, your geo solutions partner. Startup starters. Hey there, Masterpiece Makers. Let me start the show by reading some great quotes from legendary human beings that ever walked on this planet. Firstly, is from Mahatma Gandhi that says, "The future depends on what we do in the present." Another one is from Bishop Desmond Tutu that says, "Do your little bit of good where you are. Those little bits of good put together that overwhelm the world." And this is one of my favorites. "The greatest glory in living lies not in never falling, but in rising every time we fall." From Nelson Mandela. Masterpiece Maker, have you ever wondered what your famous quote would be if someone wrote about your life? I certainly believe that as human beings, we were wired with a dream to do something significant in this world. Let's not go very far from our main scripture of Masterpiece, found in Ephesians 2, verse 10. "For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so that we can do the good things He planned for us long ago." So, given this truth, it is safe to say that every one of us really desire to make a certain kind of impact. We all desire to make a difference. I don't think anybody wakes up in the morning and loves the feeling and desires the feeling of being useless and meaningless, right? Movement without meaning is torture. The truth is that we want to make an impact. And for people of faith like us, we understand what a great honor it is to be part of an impactful story that is God-honoring, transformative, and life-changing. Well, how would you feel if I told you that it is possible to have a meaningful impact on others even through our simple online presence? Here are four reasons why people desire to make a significant impact in the world. One. A sense of purpose. People desire to have a sense of purpose. In fact, a lot of people have a crisis when they do not know what their purpose in life is. And we have episodes on that in our podcast about purpose and, you know, it's contributing to something greater than oneself. This gives meaning and direction to one's actions and existence. A sense of purpose is very important. And that is why I think that if one does not know one's purpose, it is hard to create a lasting impact. Another reason why people desire to do a significant impact is that it is legacy building. Many people desire to leave a legacy, not just any kind of legacy, but a positive legacy that will outlast their lifetime, a lasting legacy that has a great influence to the next and future generations. Matthew chapter 6, verses 20 to 21 says, "But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moths and vermin do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will also be." Another reason for desiring to make a difference is personal growth. Stepping out of one's comfort zone, facing challenges, and overcoming obstacles. This is a journey of personal growth. This is a journey of development. And it's always rewarding for many individuals. And if you notice even, we actually love a story of transformation. We love when we watch movies, we always pay attention to the development and the transformation and the personal growth of the characters inside the story. And another important reason why people really desire an impact, why I believe that people just are naturally thinking, even if they don't admit it, that they really want to be impactful in some way in their lives, is that people really want connection and a sense of belongingness. There is a sense of connection and belonging within communities and society at large, from meaningful conversations, relationships, a collaboration with others. It is important to feel that you are part of something larger than yourself. With all of this in mind, as a kingdom-minded business owner, leader, or creative, how can we ensure that our social media presence truly makes an impact? Here are three helpful tips on how to align your social media presence with the kind of impact that you desire for your brand or your business. Number one, self-reflection. I actually encourage you to engage in a deep self-reflection. You can ask thought-provoking questions to yourself about your passions, values, and the impact that you want to make. This introspective process will help you uncover the essence of what you want to communicate on your social media. Questions like, what ignites a fire within me and drives my deepest passions and interests? Or, what unique strengths, talents, and experiences do I possess that I can leverage to inspire and uplift others? Remember, your story is your own. You cannot compare your journey with others. There's only one person who has a story like yours, and that is just you. And I think that is one very good thing about knowing and discovering yourself. And I think even as a brand, you have a very unique set of values and personalities that only you can own. And that is why it is important to really have this sincere and introspective look at yourself and try to figure out which lane or which story or which representation you want to put forward for the world to see. What I am trying to say is that once you are aware and once you are actually able to communicate the essence of who you are, it is a lot easier to represent God's kingdom and represent your brand in the marketplace. The imprint of your impact is seen in the integrity of your life online and offline. So that is why it is very important to do a deep self-reflection. Another helpful tip is that you identify your core values. Understanding what truly matters to you will serve as a compass for your social media content. It ensures alignment between your personal and brand values and the messages conveyed online. What values do you hold dear and wish to embody in both your personal and online presence? I think that is something that we are conscious about, but we are not really intentional about. I think this is very important because once you know the core, again, like once you know your mandate, your core, you go back to it, especially in times of crisis or in times of victory. You know, it grounds you and it really is the compass of your content online. So that is why you, as a brand, even as a person, it's really, really important to be rooted at the core, because the core values can help you refine, define, and polish your communication so that you're able to communicate and reach your audience excellently. And yes, that is why you need to identify your core values. And this one, the last helpful tip, I believe is very helpful. And I think it's something not a lot of people really do. And I think when you're a brand leader, especially when you're managing a social media account for a certain business or as a personal brand who's curating or who is responsible for doing your social media, it is very important that you are able to craft a mission statement for your social media presence. Call it old school, but it is really, really very important. Create a concise and impactful mission statement. This mission statement should encapsulate the purpose of your social media presence, convey the value that you aim to provide, and the impact that you aspire to make. And here at Masterpiece Kingdom Brands, we really want to do our very best to make it practical for all Kingdom Brands like you. And we've come up with this social media mission statement formula that will hopefully help you do that. Okay, so the formula is this: purpose plus solution plus values equals your mission. Let me say that again. Purpose plus solution plus values equals your mission. So let's go with purpose first. Identify your purpose. Define the primary reason for your social media presence. What do you aim to achieve? Consider whether you want to educate them, entertain them, inspire them, or inform your audience. Whatever it is, identify your purpose. So that's the first part of the formula, purpose. The second part is you offer a solution. Knowing and understanding your audience helps tailor your content to effectively solve your audience problems and resonate clearly with them. Offer a solution. Firstly, you identify your purpose, then you add a solution to that, and then you articulate your values. Articulate your values. What are the core values that guide your online interactions? I've mentioned earlier, no, the core values. Your values should reflect your beliefs, principles, our faith, and the impact you want to make through your social media presence. So again, it's purpose, solution, values equal mission. So to make it easier, I came up with this little template that you can use just to help make your mission statement. It goes something like this. To, then you add your purpose. Then by, then you add your solution. And then while, then you add your values. I hope it doesn't sound so confusing, but I will try to break it down like this. For example, you are a content creator on YouTube and you are doing like a family channel on a TikTok or YouTube. So your purpose is to entertain and uplift parents and caregivers. And your solution, what do they actually need? Like, how do you solve their problems? That you give parenting tips and you create family-friendly content. And your values as a family channel content creator is that you're aware of being authentic, your empathy, and your inclusivity is very important to you. So your mission statement might sound like this. To entertain and uplift parents and caregivers by providing authentic and empathetic parenting tips and family-friendly content while fostering a sense of inclusivity and support. So let me break that down again. To entertain and uplift parents and caregivers, that is your purpose. By providing authentic and empathetic parenting tips and family-friendly content, that is your solution, while fostering a sense of inclusivity and support, there are your values. So, purpose, solution, values equals mission. Here is another example. For example, you're an environmental protection nonprofit organization and you have a Facebook account. So your purpose is to educate and to raise awareness about certain environmental issues and sustainability. And how do you execute that? Your solution is actually your environmental conservation drives, information, and sustainability practices. And your values are like environmental stewardship, education, and advocacy. So your mission statement would sound like this. To educate and raise awareness about environmental sustainability by sharing informative content, practical tips, and advocacy initiatives while promoting a community committed to environmental stewardship. That's cool, right? It just makes it so clear. So whenever you make any kind of content, you go back to your mission statement, and if it's aligned, then it's a good one. And another example, just to help solidify this idea, let's say you are a financial advisor and you have an Instagram page. Your purpose is to empower individuals to achieve financial wellness and security. And what is your solution? You do personalized guidance, educational content, and ethical practices. And your values are trust, transparency, and prosperity. So your mission statement could sound like this. To empower individuals to achieve financial wellness and security through personalized guidance, educational content, and ethical practices while creating a community built on trust, transparency, and prosperity. By following this formula, you can create a mission statement that guides your social media presence and helps you make a meaningful impact on your audience. Again, just three simple but helpful tips to help you achieve a deeper impact on your social media presence. Self-reflection, identify your core values, and craft a mission statement for your social media presence. Masterpiece makers, I hope that these tips were helpful for you. Remember, our mandate found in Matthew 5 verses 14 to 16 says, "You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on a stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven." We need to shine our light in the digital world. We need to bring the good news. We have the honor, responsibility, and privilege to carry the light of Jesus in this space. I hope that in this special podcast series, it added value to your kingdom brand building journey. And if you want to dive deeper and learn more about how to build a vibrant, healthy platform on social media without compromising your calling, you need to join us at the Masterpiece Community Sessions, Soulful Social Media, on the 5th of April, live on our website. I will be teaching you how to craft a healthy and effective social media presence so that you can influence and grow your audience, all while maintaining authenticity and relevance using the Kingdom brand approach. There is a registration fee for that, and we're going to put the link on the description, or you can also visit us at masterpiecebrands.com/soulfulsocialmedia. Again, it's masterpiecebrands.com/soulfulsocialmedia. And guys, we are running an early bird rate this March, So if you are able to just go to our website, and you'll be able to enjoy that special discount. And if you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to subscribe to our podcast. Please leave a review, or if you feel like someone in your world needs to hear this episode, feel free to send it to them. And for more valuable insights, thought-provoking conversations, and inspiring stories, watch out for our third season coming up very, very soon. Because on this show, we are really passionate about building your faith and inspiring your business. Until next time, see you in the next episode on the Making a Masterpiece podcast. This podcast is brought to you by Asaka.ph, your geo solutions partner. Startup starters.